This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I did see somebody, I believe, on the Twitch say, hey, are we going to get some Forgiveness Friday today? I'm going to squeeze in some Forgiveness Friday at 12:40-ish after we talk with Dave Raymond today, because I think Kelsey Plum might need to ask for a little bit of forgiveness.
Okay.
If you haven't seen what she's done. Maybe we talk a little more WNBA there, a little Sophie Cunningham and how she's... Did y'all talk about that at all yesterday? This is taking over my timelines, dude.
It has. It's everywhere you look. There was another Sophie Cunningham story that popped off a while back, pretty recently, actually, that did not generate quite as much.
I still don't understand why that didn't. She was evidently with the GM. Yep.
Kind of a big deal
GM
there,
the
but I don't know.
She was playing for.
Might have been a false report. Who
okay,
knows?
Maybe so.
Maybe we were all just getting ball sacked on that one.
Allegedly.
If you want to get ball sacked, no, I'm just kidding. But my G-bag guys are going to be out. Just got to let you know. You know, just some housekeeping here, Corey. Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 2800 I-35, just past the George Bush Toll Road. Get on out there. See him, okay? Brian's going to be really upset if you don't go up to him personally and say hello, introduce yourself, and ask him all the football questions.
Okay. So last time y'all were out there, one of my very close friends went out there and sent me a picture from there. Did he happen to say hi to y'all while he was there?
No, I don't
So
recall.
He just sent me a selfie in front of y'all and was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to talk to your friends, is what he was saying.
There are so many people that I do know and I've seen. Cause
I got the picture. I'll show you.
We're out at the Ranger games, and I see people like taking a picture. Like, dude, just come over.
Yeah,
say hello.
It's
like,
okay.
It's okay.
Now, this guy also is a pickleballer.
Oh, so he was into it.
Like, he, at one of these tournaments last year, he finished number one in the country. The one that we had Dirk at a while back,
he
won that one. He is a serious competitive. I played baseball with him in high school. Great dude. But he loves the G-Bag Nation, too. He always tells me, my favorite show. I'm like, come on. I've known you since I was a freshman in high school.
That's how you know he's a good friend.
Yeah, that he'll tell me the truth.
Honesty. Yep.
And that's all we're really asking. We do have Carter Freeman joining us today.
What's up, guys?
Sounds like he has a little post-nasal drip happening right here.
Got that drip.
Right? What's going on, dude? You got a little allergy action?
Yeah.
You got COVID?
The sleep. I don't think it's COVID.
Okay.
Can you get COVID anymore?
I don't know how that works.
Not sure.
I think you'd still get it.
I got it a couple years ago,
okay.
You know, post-vaccine and everything. And I was like, I think, what are we doing here?
Stuck with you this long, huh?
Yep. Because I got it OG back in like May of 2020.
Uh-huh.
And that was not fun. I was like, once was enough. And the second time wasn't as bad, but still. I was like, let's get away with this. But just some nasal drip. That's
it. We just lost an orca at SeaWorld.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Shamu?
I'm sorry. I don't want to like just break in here.
Hold on. Hit the breaking news sounder if we have it available, Alec.
This is sad.
This is a very concerning situation. This is in San Antonio?
This is in San Antonio. 8-year-old beloved orca whale, Camilla, has passed away.
Oh. Thank you, Lucy. I really appreciate this.
Lost a good one.
We did. They have announced this is an incredibly difficult time for our SeaWorld family, especially those who worked closely with her. We are grateful for the support of our community as we remember and honor Camilla together, according to SeaWorld officials.
They didn't ask for to respect her privacy during this time, so that means it happened naturally. It wasn't suicide. I feel like.
I don't think it was.
Well, gosh, orcas live 50 to 90 years.
She was ill.
In the wild, though. I don't know about in captivity.
Yep.
How does an orca get sick?
I don't know. She was apparently receiving around-the-clock treatment, and there were tireless efforts from animal care and vets around the area, but unfortunately, she succumbed to her illness. I don't know what the illness was, but Rest in peace, Camia or Camia.
Thank you for that update, Zach, and I appreciate you keeping track of these kinds of
stories. Thank you. I'm not trying to stop down the show with it. I felt it was pretty pressing.
Part of the show.
It is.
It is more than you don't stop this show down.
I love you.
This train keeps rolling. It is at 9:42 tonight, Carter. It is going to be officially summertime from the 817, Summer of Nookie. So they say they're going to, that's their plan this summer. I think Alec texted that one in. So he's ready to start his summer tonight.
We haven't brought back Limp Bizkit like we need to. You know, we left him behind, you know, Bush's first term and W's first term. Maybe we just need to bring him back.
All right, guys. The reason we do have Carter joining us is because, as Kevin often says, he knows more about college football than any of us. That's why I'm just going to continue to believe.
It's a bold claim.
I know that Zach watches all the college football for the players because he's like, I need to know if they're going to go to the NFL.
Yeah.
Carter watches for the storylines. That's his version of soap operas. So what I found is the top 10 most unbreakable records in all of college football. And some of these, I'll be honest, I didn't know they existed. I was like, oh, I didn't know that dude had that record still. Just because there's so many guys that come through college football. You talk about the numbers and the percentages and how drastically it drops down to like 230 dudes at the end of a football season. It's pretty wild. Number 10 is Nick Saban. No upsetting Nick Saban. Nick Saban won a slew of games against nationally ranked teams during his career, 104 to be exact. But his streak of beating the teams he was supposed to beat during his 17 seasons at Alabama was unmatched. The Crimson Tide won 100 consecutive games against unranked foes under Saban and went 14 years without losing a game to an unranked opponent. If you were supposed to win,
they won.
Nick Saban won.
And you hear that and you think, how is that number 10? Like, to win that many games, I know you're Alabama and you expect to beat unranked teams, but it's college football and you're dealing with kids a lot of the time. Like, right. that level of machine is insanity, and it's only number 10 on this list, but then some of the ones we're going to get to, you can see why, but still, especially now with how much players move teams, mm-hmm. coaches move teams, even more so than they used to, that I don't think anyone's going to get anywhere close to that streak.
He was 24-0 against former assistants. So anybody that had ever coached for him, then
was
they came
it,
along.
Was it Jimbo at Alabama? At A&M?
At A&M, and then later that year he lost to Kirby Smart in the national title game.
And that's when he called it quits.
And then Lane Kiffin got him, right? Or did he not? That was the replacement.
Yes.
What amazes me about Nick Saban's tenure is how immediate it seemed the success was at Alabama. Mm-hmm. He goes from Miami and then just like turns it on and then says, I'm not looking back for the next 20 years.
Except in this entry, it mentions the loss to an unranked team that was the last
one
to set this off was to University of Louisiana Monroe in 2007.
Yeah.
So Alabama was like 7-5 in his first year, but then they were 12-1
like
in his
John
second.
Parker Wilson at quarterback.
Yes. National champion in his third year. So like it had happened really fast, but that 2007 season, we all like to forget because they lost to ULM and a bunch of other teams.
I think the thing too is if you establish that quickly though, that we're hitting the recruiting trail. The only way that we can change this is we got to get our recruits in here. Then you just keep churning the way that he did. I don't know how much he gets that credit, how much those guys that were doing the scouting, the high school scouting, get that credit too, because they brought in the best.
Well, Saban gets the credit because those guys left.
And he sold them.
He kept bringing in guys who did it again over and over and over, and then he beat the guys who left, right? Like that's all Saban.
Man, there's some – A.J. McCarron has an awesome story that he's podcasting now. And he's talking about when Lane Kiffin was at Tennessee. He left Bama, of course. He goes to Tennessee. They camped out in front of his house. And they wake up one morning. They knock on his door. And he had like 30 minutes, an hour conversation with the entire offensive coaching staff. Saban calls him. He's like, hey, AJ, what's up? How's it going? He's like, man, just talk to the entire Tennessee offensive coaching staff. He's like, what the hell? He calls one of the Alabama assistant coaches that he supposedly had staking out AJ McCarron's house so that no other teams could come and talk to him. And apparently the coach was at the wrong house the entire time.
Wow.
He's like, Coach, what are you talking about? I've been here. I'm looking at the house. Nobody's been here. He's like, well, the hell you are.
Yeah.
And he realized I was at the wrong house. But these are the type of things Nick Saban was doing behind the scenes to make sure nobody came to touch his players.
Pretty genius. Pretty genius. Number 9, the wizardry of Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes and Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma versus Texas Tech, had a massive shootout game, 66-59.
Never forget watching this. As an OU fan, I never felt like worried they were going to lose. because no one could stop either of these offenses.
Oh, no, it was amazing to watch. And to be quite honest, there were times when the Texas Tech defense got through that I was like, how did that even happen? And they were just like, it's because we're putting the ball downfield. Mahomes was playing through a separated shoulder and a fractured wrist, which should have told every scout back then this is going to be a dude. He set an FBS record with 819 yards of total offense, 52 of 88,
wow.
734 wow. yards and 5 touchdowns, also rushed for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns. Baker Mayfield only threw for 545 yards and 7 touchdowns.
What a scrub.
And I believe Mahomes tied the all-time single-game passing record. He didn't set it, he tied it. It was Luke Falk at Washington State under Mike Leach set it against, I want to say, UCLA in maybe 2012, 2013. And the fact that of all the crazy stats from that particular game, Mahomes tied. He got the same passing yards as the record instead of, you know, right next to it or right above it. That's the one that sticks with me.
Marcus Allen in 1981, his senior year, did things that Barry Sanders never accomplished. He rushed for more than 200 yards in 8 of 11 games. Finished with 2,342 yards on his way to getting the Heisman. But the thing that really stood out this season with 5 straight 200-yard games, a streak that is now 44 years old. 5 straight games wow. of 200-plus rushing yards, which is wild to me considering Adrian Peterson yeah. and some of these other guys that
Ashton
have gone on
Genty
to break
last
records.
Year. My
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah, Derrick Henry a decade ago, right? Like there have been players that have had amazing rushing seasons, but I guess just the 200 to start a season, no one's gotten close to it.
I watched this happen. Number 7, Antonio Perkins. I remember seeing this live.
Why do they keep kicking to him?
He did the unfathomable in 2003 when he became the first player in NCAA history to score on 3 returns in a game. 84, 74, and 65-yard touchdowns. Yes. 59-24 over UCLA. And it was. You're right. Why did they keep... At some point, they should have gone, no, we'll just throw an incompletion instead of giving this guy the ball.
Man.
It doesn't make any sense at all. But I remember watching it, and I was like, this dude right now is absolutely on fire. And I thought, he's going to go to the NFL, and he's going to be the next Dante Hall. And
the human joystick.
That didn't quite happen, but even still, it was nice to see. Derek Thomas's sack parade, finishing with 27 sacks in 1988, 39 tackles for loss.
So he's double-dipping with the NFL single-game sack record and the most in a single season in college football.
Terrell Suggs has the, quote, official okay. NCAA sack record at 24, but that is obviously 3 less than Derek Thomas's 27.
Crazy.
Throwing it to the wrong team. Not all records are enshrined in trophy cases. Florida quarterback John Reeves threw an NCAA record 9 interceptions and a loss to Auburn in 1969.
On 66 passing attempts, too. I'm amazed in 1969 they let a quarterback throw that. Not only, you know, after so many interceptions, keep letting him throw, but 66 passes.
That is insane. And they only scored 38 points.
That's yeah. crazy.
How bad was Auburn? That you nine
interceptions.
Picks.
You get the ball 9 extra times.
And only 38
and you only get 38 points to win that game.
It's ridiculous. 69.
Yes, it is. That is, well, was it? I think it was 88. 71. 69. No, it was 69.
Was it?
Yep. He said it.
Make up your mind.
I don't know.
There was
know.
A 69 in there somewhere.
Oklahoma's wishbone onslaught. 1971, Barry Switzer was as an offensive coordinator. Yeah. Oklahoma averaged 472.4 rushing yards per game.
That is unbelievable.
Yep.
Good night.
That is unreal.
That is insane.
45 points a game. The only game that what? Particular season they lost was one of the games of the century to Nebraska, who went on to win the national title. And they'll say that those two teams, when they played, those are two of the best, you know, top 10 teams in the history of the sport. Jeez. And at that time, only, you know, one of them could win. So, but yeah, four, like almost 500 rushing yards a game. And I wonder, I need to go look up how many passing yards they averaged to balance it out. They averaged, you know, 500 yards of offense a game, but only 25 of them were passing, right? So it'd be something
why,
like
why
that.
Why throw the ball? You don't need to.
No team in the last 30 years has reached even 400 yards, which Jeez. Is even crazier. And did both teams run the triple option back then? Was that Tom Osborne was like, you know what, we're running it too, or is that Frank Solich only? I can't remember how Nebraska was rocking back in.
Well, in the 70s, it was all rushing. I don't know if it.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wishbone or triple option, how exactly they were doing it, but it would have been some variation of that.
Number three, Florida's state's top five finishes. Bobby Bowden, who we had on the show, who said, I always tried to get close to the players' mamas because I wanted to let them know that I was going to be their dad for the next few years.
Yep.
He had an amazing run from 1987 to 2000, which was, it was exceptional what Florida State, they seemed like the powerhouse of all sports. 34-year career. Florida State, two national championships, and he put Florida State on the map for football. 14 straight top five finishes. Pete Carroll had some dominant teams at USC.
Right.
Seven straight top five finishes. Oklahoma's Bud Wilkinson, they also had a run there as well, and Alabama won six national titles under Saban, but not the same streak of top five finishes that Bobby Bowden had. 14 straight.
And the 90s, too, were, it was really the decade of Florida in college football because Miami won at the beginning of the decade. And
Florida
I guess
won
it was the 2000s. Florida won in 96, and then Florida State 93 and 99. Yeah, like, it was wild how all of the Power Five teams from Florida were good in that decade. But Florida State's is obviously the most impressive of all of that.
Barry Sanders' magical season, 2,628 yards, was challenged last season by Ashton Jeanty, but fell just a little bit short. Sanders' total came in just 11 games. Jeanty played in 14. So what a significant thing by him.
And I'm glad they mentioned that because the Sanders single season rushing record could be broken. Like we saw that last year because players are playing more games. So if a player like Jeanty plays for like an Ohio State or a Texas or someone who goes even further into the playoff, like that's just more games. It's like in the NFL where do we count the single season receiving record or the passing records because they get an extra game? Well, we do, right? So the Barry Sanders rushing record could be broken if Jeanty got that close last year, but it's what they say, his average of 238 rushing yards per game. That's untouchable.
And then finally, this is the one that I think that you say will never be broken.
Because nobody's gotten anywhere close to
Oklahoma
it.
Sooners winning 47 consecutive games, a streak that began in 53 and lasted most of five seasons, producing back-to-back national championships in 55 and 56. Oklahoma held its opponents to single digits in 35 of 47 games. and had 22 shutouts. What?
Yeah.
They just weren't scoring on that team.
No, that's a run that will never, ever be broke, especially now in the transfer portal era. An NIL, it's not happening.
You've seen USC get, you know, up to around 30 wins in a row in the early 2000s, same with Miami. And then here it says Toledo won 35 straight from 1969 to 1971, but that's still 12 less than the OU record. And OU under Bud Wilkinson won 30 in a row in the late 1940s as well. Mm. So this that the run that Wilkinson had will never even become close to being replicated.
Great stuff there, Carter Freeman. Thank you for jumping in, even though you're not feeling well today.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. We're you know, fighting through it.
All right, we'll see you next time. Coming up next, though, it's time for AM on the FM. Where are we heading?
We got the question of the day, plus how do you get traded on your own day? Next on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Got Gridiron Gravy coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk about Adrian Peterson's crazy game of poker and what Ricky Williams is doing to help out the state of Texas. But right now, it's time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call. It's not a self-proclamation. The man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. I want you to use that to answer today's question of the day, as well as Twitch and YouTube Plus. How do you get traded on your own day? We'll get to that in just a little bit.
How do you get fired on your day off?
Exactly. But this might be a good thing for one. Desmond Bain. We'll hear from him in just a little bit. Of course, he got traded to the Orlando Magic, but we'll get there in just a little bit. Gentlemen, go to the national day calendar. There's some odd national days, either today or just coming up in general. Today is National Hike with a Geek Day.
Was that, well, do we still use the word geek?
Geek.
I don't, unless I'm referring to the Geek Squad.
Okay.
Like when you see one of the bands, but.
I've always been a little, I guess I've surrounded myself with weird people over my life. Like everybody yeah. I know, I'm weird. So
it builds really. Character, and honestly, I like weird people
weird
too.
Weird people are cool.
Yeah. It's, I'm weird.
So I've always been a little off by the dude that's going, look at that nerd over there. I'm like, hey, man, I think you're just a little closed-minded.
Yeah.
That nerd's got something off.
Because they like Pokemon, they're a nerd.
Yeah, Pokemon's awesome.
Yeah.
This is a weird tease because there's a clip that directly like relates to this. 130, Masterpiece of the Week, if you want to hear about weird people.
Did I say nerd?
No, there's something about weird people this week, oddly. Like, I don't know how you were able to tie that in, but we'll get to that at 130 today.
Because I'm a
tease.
Pro.
Yeah, that's a tease, Majors. There you go. Pro broadcaster right here.
Hike with a geek, huh?
Yeah. And then it's also National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Dang it!
Oh, man.
I wish I'd have known Kodak would pee and poop all over this floor.
That wouldn't be great. And Carter even said, when he was coming up the elevator this morning, he saw a lady with two dogs
really?
In the elevator.
Oh, she brings her dogs all the time.
So,
It's not just a special
yeah, like she's
her.
Always got, they're yapping down the hall.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
Interesting.
But it's okay. It's all right.
Let's see. And then obviously summer is beginning today, but today is also National Seashell Day.
Dude.
It is National Seashell Day.
She day sells early. Seashells.
You
by
are
the
a day
seashore.
Early.
Dang it.
Good job, Woolchuck. I'm proud of you.
I did it.
It's Sally. You words. Need to say Sally.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Yeah. Unique New York.
Words are easier for you today than they were yesterday. I'm proud
yeah, well,
of you.
Still not that Caglione's
what?
Name.
I know. Anywho, for National Seashell Day, I want to know. I want to know something obscure that you collect. 877-881-1053.
Panties.
Oh. Do you have a
no?
Fish
I don't
pair
really do that.
Panties on?
I don't believe you. I think you do.
No.
My dog does.
Oh, and socks.
He'll bring them out to the living room. He'll go digging through everybody's stuff and just bring random
dude,
stuff
I'm
out.
Not, this
like,
is one
Adrian
of those moments.
Back to your room.
Dude, being like a dad, you know, for the first time and going through like all these different stages. So now, you know, Eliza's crawling. She's on the verge of walking, but she got herself into one of the dirty laundry baskets. She can like pull herself up and pull stuff out.
Oh, wow.
And so she comes out and she is just proud as hell. And she's got some undies. That she is just waving around and, hey, look what I found. I'm like, this is adorable, but also what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
That is, those are dirty. That's why they're in the dirty clothes.
Yep.
That's a good point, Major. So what is something obscure that you collect? Because, you know, you could say trading cards or Legos or whatever, but I want to know something that's just like really specific. Are you like Dave Bautista and you collect lunch boxes? You know, do you collect something really like something small that nobody would really think of?
Like Broadus collects cups from events.
Sure. Yes. Yeah, that's perfect.
He's an event cup collector.
Snow globes. Ooh. I used to just collect snow. I've stopped now because now I just have nowhere to put them. I just have them all like packaged up. They're just
too much
chilling.
Stuff, not enough space.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Like what? One day maybe I'll.
Hold on, this is weird. When do you bring the snow globes out? Like, because
I guess
my family would bring them out around December 25th.
Yeah,
I'm not just not sure
for the Chinooka
when your
holiday.
Family. Yeah, yeah, pretty
when,
much.
When are you breaking out the snow globes, man? Is it like for Hanukkah, Harry?
Do you light them on fire? How does that work? I don't know. I'm asking questions because I don't know.
And it wasn't like Santa Claus snow. It's like, hey, if somebody goes somewhere, you know, you buy a snow globe from that place. Like gotcha, I had like sure. New York or Costa Rica or, you know, Johannesburg, South Africa, wherever. And I've just collected random snow globes over the years. One of the best ones is like this triple decker one that I got from Disney World.
Nice.
That thing's badass.
That sounds, I got to see it. Send it's me a really picture cool. when
send
you get home today.
I'll send you a pic of it.
If you don't have them packed up and put away
no,
for
that
Christmas,
one's out.
Obviously.
That one's out. Eliza likes that.
I guess then ours is magnets from places.
One.
Anywhere we go, which has been great because now I don't have to, every time I go to Oxnard, I don't have to get one. I'm like, I already got one from
Ben.
There. Yeah. We got one when we go to Cleveland, so we would collect. Adrian, I guess she collected frogs, like little stuffed frogs and little, you know, miniature figures of frogs. And she stopped that and she started collecting these magnets.
Magnets are good.
And so she had New Orleans and Vegas. And so I was like, how can I add to this? So I started adding to it. So I add that. And then I guess beer stickers. Okay. I have a fridge in the garage that I'm just like slap all my beer stickers on. And I got a pretty extensive group going so far. So I'm pretty proud of that. And teeth.
What?
What did y'all do with your teeth? The Tooth Fairy took them, right?
Yeah.
Did the Tooth Fairy ever bring them back to you?
No.
My first one, yes. The first one that I lost, but no, I don't have any of the others.
You're keeping human remains?
At one point, I guess the Tooth Fairy had told my mom, here, you can have this box of your kid's teeth that I kept around for you. Because I guess my mom paid one of those extra fees or whatever to get the bonus package. And so the Tooth Fairy gave me a box with all of my baby teeth in it.
You still haven't.
It's in a box somewhere. But then I started collecting all the kids' teeth, too. And they're all in a little box, too.
Separated or just a hodgepodge?
Because I also signed up for the bonus package from the Tooth Fairy.
Right.
So she was like, here, you can have these teeth
the bonus
back.
Package.
How much per month? You know, microtransactions.
It is $19.99 per tooth. So it is kind of crazy. Yeah, she's not cheap. So I have all the kids' teeth too.
That's wild.
And every once in a while.
What?
Every once in a while you just kind of dump them out on the table.
No.
And just kind of look at, you know, that little red spot and what was that? And you're like the shape of the tooth.
Oh, the memories.
Do you have like an exact memory?
Totally ball sacking us. What's this that? Is not real.
Do you have like an exact memory for each tooth or what?
I do remember like my bottom teeth and my top teeth. When I look at them, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember we actually tied a string to this one. Or we actually tried to, yeah. No. Hey, did y'all ever do that? Did y'all ever do the thing where you tried to tie a string to get it out or saw it on a cartoon?
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Until it fell out.
Lucy came in
one day and she was like, I even bit into this apple and this stupid tooth hasn't fallen out yet. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's got her mom's attitude. From the 817, now that I've weirded y'all out, weird things they collect, cicada wings.
What?
My middle son will collect the shells, the left behind shells that are on the wall. He had a box full of them.
No.
And it was under his bed. And one day I pulled the box out and was like, what is this? And that's when I thought, man, he might be a serial killer.
But
then again, I collect teeth.
You're collecting teeth, bro.
And back to that, the A58 says, sounds something like an Eagles fan would do, Corey. So, you know.
Okay.
Well, that'd be
all right, that's enough.
Yeah. No, Alec, it's not. No, it's not.
We don't need Zach knowing this about me and this fake story that are being pushed out there right now. No. Gosh, no.
Oh, man.
No, I've suggested over the last couple of months that there have been players and personnel in the Eagles organization that are doing some cool things.
Yeah, there are.
And they keep thinking now that I'm an Eagles fan because of it. So,
yeah, he's blazing.
I'm being nice.
Let's see, from the 817, Thimbles.
My grandma, I have her, her set.
Yep.
I have her collection of thimbles. My mom was like, you have to keep this. And I was like, okay.
Okay, toenail clippings from the 817.
No, you don't want anybody to be able to have any access to your body. Because okay, what if they take those clippings and use it in a potion? You know,
well, what about the teeth?
That's a good point.
Yeah,
you know,
this podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or MensTeaClinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Point. Teeth of human, you know, ground it
check
up.
Check mark. I know the house CO2 now.
From the 972, my aunt collects Coca-Cola merchandise, apparel, anything you can think of that is Coca-Cola. That's going to be me when I have grown man money and I'm like, you know, middle-aged and got a house. I'm definitely going to collect like the old Coke bottles that have turned green over time and like the old signs and stuff that look like a bottle cap. I love the old Coca-Cola merch. I'm going to be right there with you. And like any of the collaborations that they do, I try to keep some of the bottles. Like, I think I've got like a, this one isn't Coca-Cola. I think it's Pepsi. I have the Super Bowl 50 limited edition like bottle that they had in the stores. I like collecting that.
I've got the Super Bowl 30 Cowboy Steelers Coca-Cola. That's cool. And it's never been opened. So Coca-Cola in there.
Yeah, I have some Pepsi bottles that my grandfather kept around that have all those on. I have about 12.
It's pretty cool.
I don't know. Are they worth anything? Can I open one and drink out of it? But my kid, he saw the bottles and was like, oh, Dad collects bottles.
Yeah.
So he brings home like Sunkiss bottles and Cheritos. And I'm like, that's not what this, I'm not even, this isn't in my collection. This is Grandpa's.
Hey, it's the thought that counts, right?
Yes.
It's the thought that counts. That's very nice. That's very nice.
And it's good to see he's thinking.
And then... that is a very good thing, Corey. Yeah. But I'd say the obscure thing that I collect, Wolchuk and Carter learned this yesterday, that growing up I was very big into magic. So
The Gathering?
No.
Oh,
like
okay.
Magic tricks and like magician stuff. So I have a big collection of playing cards.
Okay.
So I love collecting like unique and short print sets of playing cards that you know, only run for X amount of units, or they have it available on a website for a day.
Do people bring you cards from Vegas, like decks that have been killed?
No, and I wish. That would be really cool.
Next time I go to Vegas, my father-in-law collects those. He'll get dead decks all the time.
And if you see any kind of like cool co-branded stuff.
Dead decks?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just double-checking.
Yeah, any kind of like co-branded stuff like that. I love that stuff. Like I keep on getting. Yeah, there you go. I even get Instagram ads from like Bicycle, the playing card company. And like I've been getting this ad, targeted ad here lately for, I think it's Moana 2 cards that are like limited to 100.
Now skip that.
You're like, I got to. Right?
I haven't seen it yet, so thank you for the review. But let's run this real quick before we get out of here. Desmond Bain on the Young Man in 3 podcast, not the Old Man in 3, the Young Man in 3 podcast. He was talking about how he found out how he got traded to the Orlando Magic on Father's Day.
Me and my lady, like I said, we're here on vacation in Destin, and we've been trying to like catch like a little coffee shop or like breakfast shop in the morning. It was Father's Day, so you know, we're chilling, like enjoying our morning or whatever. And my GM texts me, "Happy Father's Day, you got a second?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do." And I'm telling my lady, and she's like, "Oh, like this can't be good." And I'm like, "Yeah, probably not. Like it's either me or somebody else that's very impactful on the team." And about 10 seconds later, I get a FaceTime call. And I'm like, "Oh yeah, we don't really FaceTime like that. You know what I'm saying? Like we talk a decent amount, like for sure, but it's all phone calls or in person." So at that point, I knew, and he told me that I was getting traded. And when he told me that, my heart sunk, because it's like, there's 29 other teams you can go to. And once he told me Orlando, I was like, okay, like, I can do that.
Everybody has that, like, one person or that group of people in their life that they know when they get the phone call or the FaceTime call from, you're like, oh, no. You know, like, either something horrible has happened or something huge has happened. And you're like, why are they calling me?
Yeah, as soon as the boss rings, if it's I see Gavin Spittle pop up, I'm like, crap, I'm fired. Yeah. It happened. It finally happened.
It's a hell of a run.
For me, it's my dad, because we just text. Ooh. And I see him every day. So we both hate phone calls. Like, I hate talking on the phone. So he'll just text me everything. If he calls me, I'm like, okay, what's wrong?
Something is bad.
So, yep, relatable from Desmond Bain. Yeah. On his own holiday, he gets traded.
I've actually asked Spittle, I said, hey, when you call me, first thing you say is, you're not fired if I'm not fired. Right, let's start this
if
conversation
I'm not,
off
just
right.
If, yeah. But yeah,
that's just to put me at ease during the conversation.
It's a good way to start.
Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time for some Gridiron Gravy. Violence is coming next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is time for some Gridiron Gravy. We go around the entire NFL and dip into some Gridiron Gravy. And you can dip it and rip it. Ricky Williams is bringing a little Texas fight to the effort to ban THC. As explained by WFAA.com, the Texas House and Senate have passed a bill that would ban all consumable hemp-derived products containing THC. Governor Greg Abbott has the measure on his desk awaiting signature. And I know there's been a lot of back and forth with this. Mm-hmm. And we have friends in this business. We have friends in this industry that this is gonna destroy their business.
Big time.
And it's also very interesting some of the other potential interests of the people that are making these policies and what their interests are there. Mm. But that's neither here nor there, evidently. But Ricky Williams said, this plant helped me stay balanced and healthy through the grind of professional football. Now it's helping manage PTSD and families manage pain. These changes in the law don't protect Texans. It punishes them. The people of Texas deserve freedom of choice and don't need the government to tell them what they can and can't put in their body. If we learned anything from the past decade, it has been that. So Ricky Williams is out there having his conversations right now, trying to do that. Now, I know a lot of times back in the day, Ricky Williams was looked at as, oh my God, he's a weed head.
Yeah, quit football to go smoke weed?
Yeah, Kim, what are you doing? And now it's like, well, I mean, we've learned a lot more about this over this time. So we'll see how that goes and if it does benefit. But he said, I'm calling on my friend Greg Abbott to please veto this bill and stand with the veterans, farmers, and families who know there is a better way forward. So good luck to Ricky Williams.
Amen.
George Kittle on Robert Saleh's return. What are your thoughts on Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator, versus Robert Saleh, the head coach?
He's a very good defensive coordinator. I mean, we saw the Jets defense. They took a hit, and they were just not the same after they fired him last year. So the dude knows defense, man. He is a tremendous. That's a great acquisition to just go right back to San Francisco.
Oh, for sure. On the Rich Eisen show this week, George Kittle said, "Violence is coming," is what I would say. He said he's really good at his job, and I'm really excited that somehow we convinced him to be a defensive coordinator again. He knows what he's talking about. He's inspiring, gets the boys fired up. So I'm pumped to have him back in the building. You can just tell he's ready to roll this year. Mm. The boys are fired up. When he was the defensive coordinator of that team, I felt like it was the most physical football team I'd ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And that's compared to the Ravens defenses and even the Giants defenses with Lawrence Taylor. Those were violent teams. It just seemed like every hit was three times harder than anything you expected. They didn't tackle you. They destroyed you. And then they gang tackled you on top of it. And I feel like he's about to bring it back. Now, that last year, I felt like that was the problem with San Francisco. I felt like they lacked some of the physicality. And maybe it's because over a three-year period, they were the most physical team. And they needed a little bit of a break to recover and reboot. Because I don't know, your body can take that year after year after year like that.
Yeah, they've done a good job of really retooling there. I mean, I love the addition of Alfred Collins out of Texas. Mikel Williams was their first-round pick. That's going to be a good defensive end. C.J. West, defensive tackle out of Indiana. Like, they've really rebuilt that defensive front, and I think they got a lot of good young players that are going to be impact playmakers there for them. So we'll see about the secondary. I think that's always kind of the question mark for San Francisco. You lose Charvarius Ward. That could be big. But, I mean, it made so much sense. And apparently Saleh really impressed the Cowboys in his interview with them as well.
I'm kind of interested, when you look at the guys that they've been drafting over this time, do they identify toughness as like one of the main, or when you look at Fred Warner, I see a dude who's tough, but also like electric athlete. Mm-hmm. The dude can do everything. So the fact that he runs fast, so he's going to hit you hard. But does that, when you watch the way that they scout and the types of players they get, does it just seem like you see that in college, or is that something they develop in their culture, in their locker room?
No, they definitely have taken a lot of guys these are all physical players. Like Mikel Williams is known as he was one of the best run defenders in all of the draft, and the hope is that he's got the skill set to develop as a pass rusher. Alfred Collins and C.J. West, those are physical run defensive players that are difficult to move off the football. So they definitely have a style in which they want to go and get. And look, the Cowboys tried to, right? It was like kind of the same thing we talked about with the Stars.
Yeah.
We got to get more physical to beat San Francisco. We just haven't really seen it happen yet. Maybe the offensive line is now.
I hope so, man. I think Booker,
that middle,
is that kind of person. Smith, I think BB's nasty. Yeah. Tyler, we know, is nasty. A very nice guy. Very well-spoken guy.
Both Tylers are.
Just like Travis Frederick. You put the helmet on, now he's got a mean streak.
Different person.
And that's what I like. That's just Ken Guyton.
Yeah, well,
Ken Guyton's the key to this thing for me.
Did you say re-poop?
I said recoup. Did I say re-poop?
It sounded a little poop. I didn't want to call you out at the time, but a texter did also have that question. I knew you were trying to say recoup.
All right.
It might have sounded a little poopy.
How would one re-poop is the question.
I guess you go again?
That's just going again. So
I don't think it's possible.
Then from the 972, did Majors just said re-poop instead of coop?
I didn't know if you were trying to do it on purpose.
Please tell me you marked that. Okay, I guess I re-pooped it all. So there you go, guys.
There you go.
Rams edge rusher Jared Verse said recently that he thinks he has a lot of room to improve. Taron Armstead retired this offseason after spending 12 years with the Saints and Dolphins, and he was asked players he won't miss. And he said, "That young boy, Jared Verse, I'm cool. I'm good. I never got to see that man again. I'm okay with never seeing that young man again in my life. Bull rush different. Dog, it's different. You know it's coming. You brace yourself. He's different. Jared Verse is different. He will be defensive player of the year." That dude right there jumped in and just took over.
He did.
And was that expected? Was it like for him to have this much of an impact this early?
I mean, maybe not to be as good as he is. Yes, he was. I mean, I thought Laitu Latu in that class out of UCLA, who's now at Colt, was the best pure pass rusher. But the best all-around end was definitely Jared Verse. And then they got his running mate, Braden Fisk, who's also a beast. Like, that defensive line with the Rams, that's the reason why I think they're going to win the NFC this year.
You think so?
I do.
Man, I love the addition of Davante Adams to what Matthew Stafford is. And hopefully, because the injuries happen in, on the Rams receiving group,
they do.
You have to have the talent there just in case. Your dream is we got all three of these guys on the field at the same time. But then, all right, maybe we only have two, but that two is good enough. Mm-hmm. And those weapons, as long as they're thinking the same way as Matt Stafford, they're pretty good. Former NFL running back Adrian Peterson got into a fight while playing poker and was seen on video exchanging blows with another player. The two were seen yelling and swinging their fists at each other. I do believe, I watched this video, Adrian Peterson punched through a wall at one point, and it didn't look like Peterson, former pro player, had the leg up in this battle. It appeared that it was kind of won by the other guy a little bit.
I was really impressed with this the rando that he was fighting over this poker hand. He held his own. Like, up until eventually they get up near the wall.
And that's
and
when,
then the size, you know, for Adrian Peterson. But he was not backing down. I had a lot of respect for that dude.
You ever been in a crazy game of poker fight?
No.
Like OAR once said?
No.
No?
No, not a fisticuffs brawl like that.
I've seen knives pulled. When we worked it on the border in Garland. Yeah, when we worked it on the border in Garland, we would get done with our shift. You know, you make $100, $120 bucks, and then you go waste it playing poker against your friends.
Yeah.
And there were not times when I'd see people lose $300-$400, go back to the ATM, lose $400 again. Then now they got a knife pulled out. They're leaving with somebody's money. And it was wild, but I never saw a fight like this where I thought that Adrian Peterson would destroy this guy, and it didn't happen as quickly as I thought it would. Maybe one day we'll be able to relive those moments in the suburbs of Plano, playing some poker.
I'd love to. Let's get a game going with the station. I mean, Dawson scares me. I think Dawson might just kick all of our asses.
Got a little story here.
Okay.
Now, obviously, if we were playing with dimes and quarters.
Oh, was this in Oxnard?
But when we were in Oxnard, I took all of Dawson's money twice. Now, I don't know, was he setting me up? You know, was he slow playing me, trying to be nice, trying to figure me out a little bit? Because I don't go in unless I know I got something. And I think he was just trying to call my bluff, and he was like, no, he was trying to figure me out. But now he knows, no, that if he does, I need to fold.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not claiming to be a great poker player.
It's a blast, though.
I love playing poker.
I love it, too.
So much fun.
But I'm with the whole bluffing. It's an art. It really is. To know when.
And I'm not good at that.
When to hold them.
Know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away.
There you go.
Know when to run.
Know when to run. And yes, from the 903 on the border in Garland, the location at Saturn. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, who is the make or break player for the Dallas Cowboys this year? Next on The Fan. This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.